Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A man who spent more than two decades in prison for the 1993 murder of a Boston police officer is getting another chance at freedom. A superior court judge has ordered a new trial for Sean Ellis. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports it'll be Ellis's fourth trial on the same charges.
Sean Ellis was convicted in his third trial of the 1993 murder of Boston Police Detective John Mulligan, who was shot five times in the face as he sat in his car. The first two trials ended with hung juries. Ellis has spent close to 22 years in prison. His appellate lawyer is Rosemary Scapiccio.
He walked into the visiting room and I said, "Sean, we did it. We got a new trial." And he literally wept uncontrollably for probably a good 15 or 20 minutes.
In ordering the latest trial for Ellis, Superior Court Judge Carol Ball has held that exculpatory evidence was withheld from the defense. That includes a report that one Boston police officer had implicated another officer in the murder. There's also newly discovered evidence that the lead investigators in the Mulligan murder had been involved in criminal activity. They later served time in prison and federal corruption charges. For defense attorney Scapiccio, the top priority now is getting Sean Ellis out of prison.
Now Sean is eligible for bail, and so we're hoping to get him on a bail argument as soon as possible. And then the Commonwealth will have to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to appeal Judge Ball's decision. And then they need to make an ultimate decision as to whether or not they want to retry Sean.
The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office says only that it strongly disagrees with the judge's ruling and is reviewing all of its appellate options. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.